Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. I think, Paul, looking into the future, people love these stories. Esplanade, we talked to Lucas Pyatt, the man behind this extraordinary expansion along the river, just around the corner from Rivers Casino on the Ohio. And a few weeks ago, he had submitted his plan for the $600 million project, and he got the green light.
After 7 years of waiting, almost eight, really. There were the delays that you always run into as a developer, and then there was a big one called the pandemic.
Yeah.
But this first phase that would be getting started pretty soon has the Ferris wheel in it, a marina, and then improvements along the riverfront trail. That would be probably the first phase, which would be done in 2027 or 28. And then down the road, they're looking at apartments, 300 of them, restaurants and shopping. They're thinking that when they're all done getting this thing put together, they'll have 9,000 jobs will be created by the project.
9,000? Wow.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, 15 acres, post-industrial sites. You know, these were places, I remember the mayor of Pittsburgh at the time, Tom Murphy, used to say he was told as a kid, you know, be home by when the streetlights come on and don't go down near the river.
Right, right.
And over the years,
if anyone who has not lived in Pittsburgh long, like me, I've only been here less than 20 years now, but anyone who has been here knows, can testify about the transformation of the riverfront down at the point and on both sides of the point, and then, of course, over on the North Shore. It's beautiful.
And Lucas Pyatt has been a visionary in changing what was near the point in downtown Pittsburgh. It was the old State Building. That was one of his first projects, turned that into condominium living. And let's be honest, this whole move for people to live in downtown Pittsburgh is moving forward, not just with Esplanade, which, by the way, means promenade over water, as I have discovered.
Esplanade is a very famous street in New Orleans, by the way.
Is it?
Yep.
One of the cool things.
But they call it Esplanade.
Not Esplanade. That sounds like we would say it.
New Orleans has a different pronunciation for everything.
So do we.
Isn't that interesting?
As a matter of fact. Yeah, so this is going to be pretty spectacular, and it will definitely revitalize that part of the North Shore and North Side, which already has gone through this amazing transition. I'll just give you one image. And last Friday, by the way, I emceed what was the Academy Awards of the architecture community around here with the builders, is I've always appreciated the visionaries that see what's not there and make it happen. And in this case, this will be a game changer. But most importantly, 9,000 jobs. That's significant. So the green light is on, and I may live in a houseboat instead of the van down by the river.
You know, that's in the plan.
I know.
Houseboats. Places to more houseboats.
105-plus condominium units, 300 apartments, 20% affordable units, 1,600 feet of river frontage, 225 key hotel with ballroom and meeting space, life science, R&D building, an aquarium, incubator kiosks for local small business, and a permanent and transient marina. And again, houseboats. So, Paul, you and I, post-working here, instead of living in a van down by the river, we could actually get a boat.
I have stayed in a houseboat a couple of times along the way.
I did in Oakmont years ago.
It's an interesting life.
So that said, speaking of water on the river, we've had a lack of it. This is the driest summer since 2002, and rare brush fire activity around the region in November, which is almost unheard of. Growing up, you never heard of brush fires in November,
so
ever.
The floor of the forest areas and what lies on that floor must be terribly dry after two very, very mild winters as well.
Good point.
So they'll dry out faster is what I think they're trying to say.
And people are talking about this Steelers game. Speaking of the North Shore, I remember when Three River Stadium was there, Paul. It was basically a cement donut on an asphalt acreage of, you know,
right.
Like a tundra
of
asphalt. And that's all there was there, except the 222 bar on Federal Street, which was infamous. Meanwhile, look at what's developed there now on the North Shore. It's a completely different place. And now with this addition of Esplanade on the other side of the Rivers Casino, it's a game changer. But one of the big attractions, of course, the Pittsburgh Steelers, whose impressions around the world continue as they have relationships with Ireland, Mexico, Germany, and hotel rooms are at a premium this weekend. You got Pitt and Clemson Saturday at noon, and then you've got the Steelers and Ravens at 1:00. Here's what Coach Tomlin told the media horde in his weekly press conference yesterday.
It's really cool to be in these games, not because it's them, but because they're a good team. This time of year, you want to be leaning in on five-star matchups and being a component of it. You're in five-star matchups not only because of the quality of people that you're playing, but also what you've done. We respect that component of it, and we're excited about that component of it, and we just want to continue to sharpen our sword for these battles.
Did you hear what he said about Deontay Johnson, by the way?
No.
He was questioned about Deontay and his possible role with the Ravens offense against the Steelers.
Hang on.
What will it be like for you to face Deontay, and what challenge does he present for you guys?
To be honest with you, I hadn't thought a lot about it. He's not on a lot of their video, and so, you know, at this stage of the week, I don't know that I've weighed what he might mean to the matchup. They got more significant pieces with larger roles that are occupying my attention at this part of the week.
So, while it's all true, it's also a swipe, isn't it?
A little bit. Yeah, like
more
who?
Significant pieces.
Okay. I haven't seen them on tape.
The laugh at the beginning is the giveaway, I think.
There you go. Well, Steelers, Ravens. Doesn't get any bigger than that.
It's I think the headlines I read was a five-star matchup. Yeah, that's about right.
Five-star matchup. I got to go with that. Keep in mind, Lamar Jackson is 2-7 against the Steelers. Somehow, they got his number. EACY tickets with you wherever you go. It's a great resource for news, weather, information. We have some tremendous guests, so you can take us wherever you go. Sexiest man alive has been announced. And People Magazine, they allowed Stephen Colbert to do it on The Late Show. I guess this is the third time they've done it.
Thanksgiving's going to be great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you give me a little taste of what that might be like?
Oh, yeah. People sexiest? So you think you're better than me? Is that what it is? Nope, didn't say that. Okay, I understand. We are very clear.
John Krasinski, who originally was on The Office, right? And then he started directing movies, those quiet movies, the monster movies. He has been selected as the sexiest man alive. And he said when he got the call, he thought he was being punked. And some of the others on the list, I was looking at the nominees, but I guess it's a big deal. Aaron?
Yes.
Just curious, do you know who this guy is?
John Krasinski?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Watch The Office. That's typically what we watch when we're eating dinner. That's like Vinny's favorite nothing show. Everyone has one. And he's just very well-rounded. When he started to shift over into like more serious roles, like A Quiet Place, being in that, and then also directing it. And then
Jack Ryan.
Yes, Jack Ryan. I think he was in a movie called 13 Hours, which is a serious movie about, you know, those secret missions that happen, you know, to protect our nation. It's very serious, and he did phenomenal in that, too. So I think it's well-deserved on his end.
Some of the previous winners include Matt Damon, Brad Pitt, and John Legend. But he didn't think that he would be the guy chosen. Here are some of the nominees that John beat out. Tim McGraw. Well, they have a list. Sexiest long married star. Mark Consuelo, sexiest talk show host. He's with his wife, Kelly Ripa, now, right?
Right.
Harry Styles, sexiest musician. Robert Patterson, sexiest first-time dad. And here's a stretch. This is a new category, I think. The Kelce Brothers, sexiest podcast hosts.
Podcasts are on the rise.
There you go. So, John Krasinski is, according to People Magazine, the sexiest man alive outside of Marty. I'm Larry Richard with anchor man Paul Rasmussen, and in our next hour, our weekly visit with the executive director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, Rich Fitzgerald, will join us, talk about a lot that's going on around the region and 10 counties that also includes the city of Pittsburgh. And today in Washington, at the White House.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Wouldn't you like to be a fly on the wall? Here's CBS's Jared Hill.
This morning, President-elect Donald Trump back at the White House, meeting with President Joe Biden, who once called him an existential threat to democracy.
He believes in the norms. He believes in our institution. He believes in a peaceful transfer of power.
The visit comes as Trump has been quickly building his new administration. Yesterday, the president-elect said billionaire Elon Musk and entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy will co-chair a newly created Department of Government Efficiency, designed to dismantle government bureaucracy and slash excess waste, calling it the Manhattan Project of our time.
Your money is being wasted, and the Department of Government Efficiency is going to fix that.
Trump also nominated former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, a strong defender of Israel who's against a two-state solution with Palestinians, as U.S. ambassador to Israel. Former Texas Congressman John Ratcliffe, once Trump's director of national intelligence, picked as CIA director. And Army veteran and Fox News host Pete Hegseth named Secretary of Defense, a pick that drew this reaction from the top Democrat on the House Armed Services Committee.
He does not seem to have much of a detailed background in DOD policy. The lack of experience is concerning.
The new Republican-led Senate will have to confirm Hegseth and other Trump cabinet-level picks in the coming weeks.
Incoming First Lady Melania Trump is not expected to join her husband on this trip to the White House, although First Lady Jill Biden did extend an invitation to her directly.
CBS's Jared Hill.
And let's see here, on Hegseth, the Fox News host.
That may be one that surprised me.
He's an outsider.
His resume's, from a military standpoint, pretty impressive.
Yeah, here it is. Army National Guard veteran, served in Iraq and Afghanistan. We're talking about combat. 2 Bronze Stars, graduated from Princeton, and has a Master of Public Policy degree from Harvard. But he's not an insider at the Pentagon, and that people don't like that at the Pentagon, and maybe that's what Donald Trump wants.
Of course.
You know?
They you know, what they called it, they want to make the change and shake everything up. And
so it's, you know, it's on. These are interesting days, these selections that are being made. And I'm very interested to hear how the get-together with Mr. Biden and Mr. Trump goes today.
Yeah, I would imagine.
There's a lot of bad blood, I would imagine. They got to put a lot, set a lot aside there, right?
Yeah, 4 years ago, the opposite invitation did not take place, as you heard. So
exactly.
That's why I said, wouldn't you like to be a fly on the wall in that conversation?
Yeah, exactly. I would love to be there.
Meanwhile, this process is going on, and it'll be not until Inauguration Day, January 20th, when all of the transition will officially take place. Just prior to that, ironically, it'll be Vice President Kamala Harris who will sit with all our elected officials gathered to certify the election at one point.
And, like Mike Pence did.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, we don't anticipate any issues like there were 4 years ago.
Boy, I hope we never see another day like that in our lifetime.
That was hard to watch.
Yes, it was. The announcement about Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy heading up this Department of Government Efficiency also is fascinating.
Well, the story of Elon Musk in and of itself. So he's this scientific genius, he's been called, for what he's done with Tesla and the space program that he's part of in these things. But you never really heard much from Elon Musk.
Until lately.
Then he bought Twitter, which was highly publicized, $44 billion. And people in that world said he's crazy spending that kind of money. But he literally bought his own voice on social media. And he has become the face of it after he turned it to X. And he's posted himself just like you would if you were just doing your own little social media posts about things that you do. Suddenly, he's put himself in a situation where he gave Donald Trump $50 million for his campaign. And the payback was stock market went up. He quadrupled that investment.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that angle. So this government efficiency agency is actually not part of the government. It's an advisory panel, basically.
And therefore, he doesn't need any approvals.
No, there's no hearings. There's no Senate hearings to pass or confirmation, nothing like that. And of course, both of them are wealthy, so they would have to, I don't know what the financial considerations are when you have a government job like that, but I assume certain arrangements have to be made.
I don't think they care about the money.
No.
Part.
But This idea of, you know, cutting wasteful expenditures. Well, no. Some of them are obvious. Like, I think I saw one this morning on Twitter that said, or on X that said, like, spending millions on the effect of yoga on goats. Well, that's an easy one.
Really? You don't think we should be spending money on that?
But when they make a suggestion about eliminating an entire department, like the Department of Education is an example of the discussion that's been going on. In fact, Donald Trump, when in his first presidency, wanted to do that. So this is coming to a head after January when things are going to get going.
Did you ever wonder, and we've revealed results of studies, and you're like, well, who's studying this? That would be one of them. What was that again?
Right.
Name that. What study was this?
The effect of yoga on goats.
We'll do our own study here. Come on. This is the Big K Morning Show. Coming up in our next hour, Rich Fitzgerald in studio. Lots to talk about, what's going on around the 10-county region, including city of Pittsburgh. He'll be with us. And Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, Hall to Pitt. The food drive's going to take place. All of our Pittsburgh Odyssey stations are going to participate. All five, which includes, of course, us here at KDKA. We've got 93.7 The Fan, Y108, 100.7 Star, and WAMO, WAMO. And we're going to get together for 3 days at the Market District at Settlers Ridge from 2 to 8. And we're going to ask that people bring supplies for the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank and fill the truck. We want to thank PGT Trucking, Pitt Athletics, Giant Eagle, and benefiting again your neighbors when they need it most around the holidays. PGT Trucking. Do you know Pat Gallagher is the founder and president, CEO, and he's a self-made man. You know, he has over 1,000 18-wheel flatbed trucks. 1,000.
The size of the trucking industry in this country is hard to imagine because it's so spread out, and there's so many big companies just like the one you're talking about.
Especially in this region. We're a transportation energy resource. In fact, we'll be talking to Rich Fitzgerald about some other things. We've become this technology center with the robotics and all the stuff that's going on at CMU and Pitt in particular. And now this artificial intelligence community that's seemed to take a liking to us. And later on this morning, we're going to talk to the man from Walnut Capital. They've been visionaries. He's the president, Todd Reedbord, about Bakery Square. And you and I have talked about this before, Paul. Just the old Nabisco plant, right? And it sat idle, and somebody had the vision to turn it into what it is today, and they're expanding. And we'll talk to him about that. And also, post-election economics, something like real estate, housing market locally. We have an expert on to talk about that as well, coming up on the Big K Morning Show. And then tomorrow, I'm really excited. I've invited Byron Cope's daughter, Elizabeth, and Dan Joseph. They wrote a book that just came out a few weeks ago called Beyond the Yoy. And as you know, we still celebrate the terrible towel. You see the terrible towels in every stadium where Steeler fans were present, like Washington. Those people were so aggravated because of the terrible towels. They had a full-on effort with this burgundy towel.
And it just blended into the background. You couldn't even see the burgundy towels.
No. And it's actually kind of fun. But it all started with Myron Cope. And they do an homage to Myron at the Steelers games at home, too, right before kickoff, where we send it down to whatever visiting celebrity and, you know, wave that terrible towel so you get everybody just before kickoff spinning those towels. Some stories from Elizabeth Cope tomorrow.
Do we know who this week's celebrity is?
No. Don't know yet.
When do you find out?
Sometimes game day. Maybe a couple days ahead. They let me know. And, you know, that's who we announce. Few games ago, it was Snoop Dogg. It's just
perfect.
Then we got Billy Gardell has done
another one that's perfect, yeah.
Joey Porter Jr.'s dad, which was kind of cool. So they either get a Steeler alum or some other celebrity that's a big fan. So we've had we have an Aquaman once. That guy, you know Aquaman, Aaron, what's his name?
Of course. Jason Momoa.
Thank you. Yeah, so that's a big deal. So Elizabeth Cope is going to be in studio 8:30 tomorrow.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, and she saved all his tapes, so we have some audio not heard from Myron since it aired, you know, decades ago. I'm looking forward to that. From the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.